Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus drew near Jerusalem, he saw the city and wept over it, saying, "This is the day you only knew what makes for peace, but it is now hidden from your eyes. For the days are coming upon you when your enemies will rise a palisade against you. They will encircle you and hem you in on all sides. They will smash you to the ground and your children within you. And they will not leave one stone upon another within you, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation." The Gospel of the Lord.
In order for any of us to have peace in our lives, we must first accept the Prince of Peace, as we know is Jesus Christ. And we have so much conflict in our world. And oftentimes we seek to solve conflict in other means other than Jesus. And if we fully lived out our Catholic faith and we understood that Jesus' gospel means that we respect and loved and protected everyone, from conception to a natural death, that our world would change overnight. My friends, there are many, many people who will promise us many things in this world, just like during the time of Jesus. But our Lord is telling us absolute truth and peace comes in Him. So remember that today, that peace is only possible through Jesus Christ, peace in our hearts, peace and forgiveness with one another. And at times it's going to be very hard to live out. But Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And we see in this gospel today that he wept because he saw what was happening amongst the people. And I'm sure today there are times he wants to weep as well. It's how we treat each other. We fail to forgive each other. We talk about each other. The list could go on and on. So we have an opportunity today to bring peace to each other, peace to our co-workers, peace to those that we call family. And that's only possible by what you're doing right now, by coming to Jesus, receiving the Eucharist, and asking him to give you the peace that he needs. So my dear friends, where do you need peace in your life right now? Where are you struggling? Where is the conflict? Let's bring that to our Lord right now and ask him to grant us peace.